Several hundred gathered who paid their last respects Tuesday at the Wicomico Youth and Civic Center for County Executive Bob Culver, who died from liver cancer at the age of 67. He was a man of the county, described as someone who was always engaged, talking to his constituents and working on projects. Weston Young was Culver's assistant director of administration for Wicomico County, and he remembers a man who fought hard for what he believed in.
Bob was a man of action. He rarely sat idly by if there was a problem he wanted to solve. He wanted it fixed, fixed now, and he wasn't going to let the typical bureaucratic red tape stop him from accomplishing that. This, of course, could be frustrating. The important thing was it got done, whatever it was.
And he lobbied hard for his county, going up to Annapolis to lobby lawmakers. But State Senator Mary Beth Carrozza said he was not one to seek out the spotlight. And she recalls being at a public function, all waiting for Governor Larry Hogan to arrive. But as they assembled, Carrozza said, they noticed that Culver wasn't there. And he was expected to greet the governor when Hogan arrived.
So we started to look for him to make sure that Bob, again, as county executive, was on hand to welcome the governor of the great state of Maryland to Wicomico County. Only to find Bob behind the grandstand, listening in earnest to a local farmer. Well, the local farmer wasn't done yet, so neither was Bob, and the governor would just have to wait.
That did not mean he wasn't busy. His achievements range from getting a liquor license for the Youth and Civic Center to building baseball fields. And there was one in particular, the 7.5, built so that those who are physically or mentally challenged can play the game. Again, Carrozza.
And as a leader and a compassionate person, he personally was involved, his heart and soul, with that project, 7.5, by taking it upon himself to visit children with disabilities and their families at Easter Seals and other events.
Culver had long been involved in the affairs of the county, serving a term on the county council before successfully running for county executive, an office he was reelected to. But by this year, time was running out. County Sheriff Mike Lewis recalls kidding him about his noticeable weight loss.
And he went over to shut the door, and as I came around my desk, he fell into my arms and wept and told me he'd been diagnosed the day before with liver cancer, and he had been given less than 6 months. I could do nothing but cry right with him while holding that man and rubbing his back and saying, "It's going to be okay, buddy. It's going to be okay." And he said to me, I'll never forget this as long as I live. He said, "Mike, I've got so many projects going right now. I just want to see them through. I can't go right now." That's the kind of servant Bob Culver was.
And one of Culver's last acts as county executive was to personally take down the plaque for Confederate General John Winder.
"And with no fanfare present, your Wicomico County executive personally assisted in the removal of the General Winder Monument. A monument viewed as racist and divisive to many of those in our community. That's leadership right there, folks. That's leadership."
County Executive Bob Culver, who died at the age of 67 from liver cancer. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.